Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Our program today is generously funded in part by listeners like you and generously co-sponsored by Pollo Tropical, where you can make your own Tropi Chop. Pollo Tropical offers gift cards in any amount. Details and store locations at PolloTropical.com. And we're also generously co-sponsored by Friends of WLRN. Our leader today, a Brazilian pianist, composer, arranger, and educator, became a professional musician at the young age of 17 in Rio de Janeiro. His teachers were the renowned Yumir Deodato and Nadia Boulanger in Paris. Over the years, his compositions have been recorded by Stevie Wonder, Sergio Mendes, Herb Alpert, Earl Klugh, and Dionne Warwick, among others. Throughout his career, he has recorded over 24 albums and CDs as a leader. His latest CD, Fine Mixtures, rose to position number 12 on the National Jazz Week album chart this past March and featured jazz standards in his engaging arrangements, together with his marvelous original compositions. Today, his group boasts some of the greatest musicians here in South Florida and educators: Claudio Spivak on guitar, Jamie Owsley on bass, Carlo Magna, Raya on drums. So, ladies and gentlemen, won't you please welcome to South Florida Arts Beat for his worldwide performance with his grand group, Mr. Antonio Adolfo.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This song was a composition I wrote. Name is Cascavel, which means rattlesnake. And the next one is an American standard by one of the greatest, Cole Porter. And the song is Easy to Love. We did an arrangement in the atmosphere of the Beco del Garrafa, the place where I started to work on my life when I was 18. It's Easy to Love. Thank you.
Antonio Adolfo, Claudia Spivak, Jamie Owsley, Carla Magno Araya, more right after this break here on South Florida Arts Beat. Stay with us. And we're back, 23 minutes past the hour. Ed Bell with you here on South Florida Arts Beat. Our guests today, magnificent Antonio Adolfo Group. More info at aammusic.com and antonioadolfomusic.com. Paul Leary, our online producer, has put a lot of marvelous material up, so check that out as well. Gentlemen. Marvelous. Antonio Adolfo, Claudio Spivak, Jamie Owsley, Carlo Magno Araya. Antonio's latest release is called Fine Mixtures. It's available on the AAM label. Find out more at aammusic.com and antonioadolfomusic.com. We'll be back here on South Florida Arts Beat in just a moment. Please stay with us. More to come. And we have 32 minutes past the hour here on South Florida Arts Beat. Ed Bell with you. Our program today is generously funded in part by listeners like you and generously co-sponsored by Pollo Tropical, where you can make your own Tropi Chop. Pollo Tropical offers gift cards in any amount. For details and store locations, go to PolloTropical.com. And we're also generously co-sponsored by Friends of WLRN. Such magnificent music today, gentlemen. Thank you so much for honoring us with your wonderful talents. Antonio Adolfo, please introduce us to your esteemed musicians today.
Okay, we have Carlo Magno Araya on drums.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have Jamie Owsley on double bass. Claudio Spivak on both guitar, acoustic, and electric.
Magnificent musicians, one and all, and great educators as well. Wow, Antonio, a student of Yumir Deodato. We were playing his music on the air in the 70s. And Nadia Boulanger, wasn't Herbie Hancock her student, I believe?
She was a legend. She was teacher of people like Michel Legrand, mm-hmm. of Keith Jarrett, of Aaron Copland, American
just phenomenal
classical musician, and many, many, many others.
And if I may add to that list, South Florida's own wonderful Dr. Ruth Greenfield, and we'll be presenting a documentary on this magnificent woman next month on WLRN-TV, Channel 17. So Nadia got around, I got to tell you. She's incredible teacher. It was fun working with her?
Yeah, I would have much to say about her because it was a wonderful experience.
Well, we'll read about that in your book, hopefully.
Of course.
Now, tell me about your Antonio Adolfo School of Music in Hollywood. I could become a Brazilian guitarist?
Of course, you
can. You have nothing to worry about, Claudio.
Maybe you are already a Brazilian music guitar, and let us know about that. You should let us know. But anyway, the school is experimental school that started with the name Brazilian Music Workshops. Mm-hmm. I started only with workshops like 6 years ago here in Hollywood, Florida. And then I've been traveling with this school for some places. But during this period from 2007 to now, I also worked as a private instructor there and also with ensembles. And we have a bunch of students there. And but now I am becoming again a Brazilian music workshop because I have this experience lately of teaching workshops on Brazilian music in some places, like even in Brazil. I have sometimes to teach Brazilians how to play Brazilian music. Yes, because we are in Brazil much influenced by pop music and by music for other countries. And I had a good experience in Boston and in New York, and I plan to continue doing like a itinerary, mm-hmm. how to say, itinerary school, moving from places to place. But yeah. I'm still here in Hollywood, Florida, and I'm open for the students who are interested.
For more information, you can contact the Antonio Adolfo School of Music in Hollywood, Florida at 786-566-1527, and you might see me there in your student seats. Now, your CD, Fine Mixtures, did very well on the jazz charts earlier this year. Tell us a little bit about it, because you've got some wonderful standards on it, but your compositions are wonderful as well. I love the ballad you have on there.
Thank you very much. Actually, the idea of this album is doing what I'm showing here. It's combining American standards with Brazilian styles of music. So we have all, not only bossa nova, but we also have samba, we have a baião, we have a maracatu, we have all different Brazilian styles mixed with the American standards. And we had the jazz standards, we had the songs by tunes by Coltrane, by Dizzy Gillespie, and also Chick Corea, Keith Jarrett, also by who else?
Bill Evans,
my idol. My idol, Bill Evans, who was one of my biggest influences. And the album went great. Actually, went number 10, I think, in the charts. It was very good, and I had a very good support from WLRN as well. I know that.
Thank you, Tracy Fields of Evening Jazz. She's
Hello,
with us
Tracy.
Today. Now, may we hear perhaps a solo from you?
A solo?
Well, no. You've got a special song, so let's hear it.
From what? I didn't get that.
No. Go ahead. You were going to play another tune for us.
Okay. So we're going to play a tune by one of the greatest... This tune I'm going to play now is my most famous tune. Mm-hmm. The name in Brazil is Samarina, mm-hmm. and he is pretty world. It was recorded by many people that you mentioned in the beginning of the show. And we have a special arrangement for you guys here. We made a special arrangement of Samarina, Pretty World. Thank you.
just beautiful. Antonio Adolfo and his great group on South Florida Arts Beat today, live from our studios in downtown Miami. Stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue in just a moment. Back in our studios in downtown Miami, South Florida Arts Beat, and we welcome back for their final segment Antonio Adolfo, Claudio Spivak, Jamie Owsley, and Carlo Magno Araya.
Thank you.
This is it. Thank you. This is a beautiful tune by Antônio Carlos Jobim. We just played Olha Maria. We started with another song by him. And now we're going to play maybe the last one. Let's see. Everyone knows this song. It's a jazz standard. Thank you.
Our program today was generously funded in part by listeners like you and generously co-sponsored by Pollo Tropical, where you can make your own Tropi Chop. Pollo Tropical offers gift cards in any amount. Details and store locations at PolloTropical.com. And we're also generously co-sponsored by Friends of WLRN. We'll rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock on our WLRN Extra HD channel. You can tune in on your HD radio or go to our beautiful website at WLRN.org for more information. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. Adrian Kennedy is our executive producer. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Special thanks to our technical directors today, Andy Wagner on the broadcast mix, with Chris DeAngelis on the music mix. We'd also like to thank our support staff, Suzanne Tapper, Uli Shackman of Friends of WLRN, with volunteer Joan Robbins, Al Chikoy with WLRN-TV, Alfred Benson, Lewis Harrell, and Barbara Dubique of WLRN, and Jack Wolf of Impact Miami. Please call us with your comments at 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information to 305-995-2221 or email it to us at info@WLRN.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, we'll feature topical currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please, as always, keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.